When the dark night sky fills with the spectacular colors of fireworks, all over America, citizens take a moment to remember and celebrate our independence. As friends and neighbors join in unity and celebration, their differences seem very small. It is such an integral part of America's culture that it is easy to forget to ask the question, independence from what? What was so oppressive, so unbearable, that our founding fathers were willing to risk their own death, their fortune, and the future of their children in order to be independent? The answer is simple: tyranny. Tyranny is the enemy of democracy. Tyranny is a harsh master that forces its own plans, its own will, upon its subjects. While democracy gives voice to the will of the people, tyranny forces all voices to be silent in favor of one leader. Democracy was truly birthed out of the struggle against tyranny. The greatest aspects of democracy, freedom of thought and speech, self-governance, and liberty, are all a direct response to the oppression of tyranny. Though tyranny has many names, socialism, communism, fascism, dictatorship, or monarchy, the fundamental offenses to liberty are the same. All these forms of government force the people to conform, both in their behavior and in their thought. People are ruled by the will of others, without an equal voice in the process. Democracy stands in sharp contrast to this forced conformity. In a democracy, freedom of thought and speech are valued. In fact, democracy is unique in its willingness to embrace contention. In tyrannical forms of government, there is one acceptable viewpoint, whether it is the viewpoint of a dictator or the viewpoint of the common good, as in communism. Tyranny only allows for absolute conformity of thought. Some tyrannical systems even go so far as to reprogram the thinking of their multitudes through harsh punishments. Democracy embraces the opposite ideas. Instead of crushing opposing views, democracy embraces diversity of thought. The strength of a democracy comes from a shared love of freedom, not from holding the same views. In fact, democracy encourages critical thinking, freedom of thought, and freedom of speech. Each individual has the opportunity to influence their own future. This creates an opportunity which is unique to a democracy. It is the concept of self-governance. Self-governance is one of the most amazing and significant aspects of a democracy. In no other organized system do the people govern themselves. In America's representative democracy, the people choose those leaders which best represent their views and wishes. Those representatives then work to create laws which favor the best interest of the people. And if those representatives should forget whom they work for, those in charge, the people, have a means to replace their representatives. The power of the government lies with the people. When tyranny is replaced, the most significant and powerful aspects of democracy is achieved. Liberty. Democracy uses freedom of thought and speech as well as self-governance to ensure liberty. This liberty ensures the freedom to disagree without fear of retribution. It allows citizens to speak, debate, and even give away their liberty if they so choose. Democracy is the ultimate weapon against tyranny. In a democracy, all our innate differences are not forced into conformity. Instead, as citizens in a democracy, we are invited to bring our deeply held beliefs to the table of debate. We are encouraged to embrace contention and work towards unity. In many ways, our freedom is celebrated in fireworks we display to honor our country's founding. Not only are we reminded that our independence was gained from tyranny, but we are united in our freedom to express our deeply held beliefs. When the dark night sky fills with the multitude of colors and shapes honoring our independence, be reminded that its display is symbolic of the beauty of our democracy.